Okay, was sehr richtig, was habe ich Maria für mich so. Pinterest ist sehr richtig, was bei dir als Schäden, was ihr Schuhe fällt. Okay, so today is the last year before Yom Kippur. So, but we'd have Shir Thursday. From should we do it to 10 to 11? Make it earlier, 10 to 11?
Thursday, but that's not the same time as the Yiddisher, the Yiddisher.
Oh.
Oh, that's like, this isn't. I thought probably we should have an issue when we're all.
There is.
We don't have Yiddisher.
Right, Misha is Monday, Wednesday, right? And that Yisro Chag is going to be Wednesday, so it works out well. So therefore, I think maybe we'll do it earlier, right? Because you have to go out to the shop for Lulav and Esrog. So I think we do from 10 to 11, as shown. And we'll do, the goal is to do half an hour on Hazinu, and another half an hour on Zos HaBracha. And then we finish the Torah. And then Brachos we'll do when we come back. Sounds good.
Are we gonna have to catch up operations and Noah, or we'll have back?
No, because we're gonna be back in time. Just the travel days, even if you hold the travel day for the regular year on Wednesday, but we'll be back Thursday. So it all works out. Okay. So we were up to back in Zion. We were discussing the Machlokas, the Chazanish, and others of what's called the Beged Lila's Potter, even Bayom. So the Chazanish says it's only if it's one continuum. But if you have a Beged Lila and then you take a nap in the afternoon, so you use that as a Beged Yom. Separate from from being a continuation for your night's sleep. So Mela, it would be chayiv, right, if you'd have a nap in the afternoon. And the others say no, it's since 95% of the time you're using it belayla, so even though you're using it for yom and it's not one hemshech from belayla, it still would be still would be Potter. So, right?
We know that.
You say whether right. Unless he holds from some of the other coolers we had. Right, I hear you. I don't know. I would have to find them. Okay, so we're in the middle. We started the Chemed Moshe on page 11. People got him quotes this Chemed Moshe. So let's see what the Chemed Moshe says. Page 11. He says, page 11. This is packet Zion, page 11. Shulchan Aruch. Sival Varambam Barosh Hine Lobiru Apoiskim Dinksus Isha Imiskasa Baha Ishla. Now we're not talking about woman's clothing. That's a be a shiloh of Beged Isha, right? We're talking about a woman has her blanket and the husband has his blanket. So it's a Beged Isha because it's hers. She uses it. So if the man uses it sometimes, would he be chayev in tzitzis? Because it's a Beged Isha.
Does that make a Beged Isha the sheep?
Yeah, so you're asking, well,
it's the same Beged.
Rabbi is asking, right, what makes it a Beged Isha? Because Beged Isha usually means that it's a woman's type clothing. Just because a woman uses it, is that called a beged isha? Well, say, I'll tell you like this. Say we're not talking about a married couple, you could say the husband owns his wife's special kutsi, isha kind of bylaw. But say it's a woman, a single woman. She has, so it's hers. She's the bylim. That was bylus. Would be define it. Say you have a single woman and a single man, and it's humbe, and then he wouldn't be chayiv anyway because he doesn't own the beged. So you say, what's the case? Is it, what makes something a beged isha? The fact that she uses it, or the fact that she owns it? But if she owns it, then if he's going to use it, then it's not going to be chayiv because he's a midaraisa, he doesn't own it.
We had the case with the blankets, the Fiman de Omar, that you have to put you round off the corners or whatever.
Right. The case we had before. So let's see. Let's see what he says. In lo biru aposkim diksus isha miskasa ba ha'ish leprakim yichayev zmitzitzis alo. Mi'anira dezeh Talia b'pluta Rama Barash. The Rama of this view, like Susa Bicheres Nalayla, Afil Hachi, Lof Shabayom. The Rama sheet is, it's totally a day and night, right? So if it's a day beged, you're chayiv. So you chayiv the day, you put there at night. But you put there at night, even though it's a Susa Bicheres Nalayla, because the Rama sheet is the chil between Yom and Layla.
Because
he's saying like this, we have a concept of begging yom, begging lila. So what makes it a begging yom? Because you use it in the daytime. What does it mean? So the same thing, maybe a begging isha, it means it's a miyuchad for the woman. This is the woman's beged. It's miyuchad for her. So maybe there was, you're saying maybe there's no such thing. Maybe there's no such category as a beged isha. So he's saying no, maybe just like there's a concept of a beged that's a beged yom. What makes it a beged yom? Because it's miyuchad to use in the yom.
So or maybe that's generally used in day-level people. So
you define it as
a beged yom, right?
It
should be individualized.
But normally a beged yom is not what most people, it's what you do.
Define subjectively,
basically. Yeah.
So technically you can then have something else.
Say you have a night shift. You're up. You know, some people sleep in the day, they work at night. They have night shifts, right? The nurses, you know.
No, that's the exact opposite. That's the whole meaning. Even
well,
though
Dave shifts,
I say even though they're wearing it at night, it's still or during the day, it's still counts as a beged yom or beged lila because that's what most people wear. Meaning they're wearing their beged yom during the night. Meaning, let's pretend you're someone's a doctor and they're wearing their shirt at nighttime. That still counts as a beged yom. No, they wouldn't still require scissors because they're awake and using it, even though it's nighttime.
Right, a beged yom means that it's miyuchad to be used in the daytime. And then somehow you use the balayla, and it's chayiv tzitzis. But it's basically day clothing. So he's saying maybe there should be a similar category of miyuchad for an isha. Just like miyuchad balayla is a tour, even by yom. So maybe miyuchad for Isha is a p'tor even for a man. There's a woman's clothing, if it's her clothing, we're not talking about the shiloh, you know, the begging, lo silbash, you know, it's something that's innocuous, you know, it's something that a man or woman would equally use. It's like a blanket. There's no such thing as a begging isha, but it's a begging isha in terms of that's her blanket. The husband has his blanket, the wife has her blanket. So the shaila is, just like we said in the Shitas Harash, that something that's miyuchad for yom is chayiv even malayla. Miyuchad malayla is part of even mayom. So maybe, what's the din of something that's miyuchad for an isha? Is it going to be chayiv? Is it going to be potter for a man? And it says it's not a shaila of something that's an isser because of lo silbash. Because it's something that both men and women, it's a type of thing. So I'm giving an example, a blanket. You say, lo yitzra, a blanket would be chayef in tzitzis. So it says a woman's blanket. This is her blanket. This is his blanket. And they clear that they know he has the this color blanket, she has that color blanket. So it's very clear that this is the blanket she always uses, and this is the blanket he uses. So what if he would be using her thing, would he have to put on tzitzis, or would he say no? It's just like a beggar, just Laila. Ksus Laila means it's miyuchad for Laila, it's potter even by yom. So maybe a ksus isha, which is potter even by yom, if a man would use it, would be potter even by yom as well. That's the question. So he says the poskim didn't speak about this. So Rabin stuff would say maybe it's speak about it because there's no such thing. Maybe Miyuchad, but he's saying no. Just like is what makes something a begged Laila is because it's Miyuchad to use at night. So maybe it can be called for that same thing. It can be considered a begged Ish because it's Miyuchad for the Ish, or begged Ish because it's Miyuchad for the Isha. So he says. So he says that this question of Ksus Isha, if a man uses it sometimes, is a Chayv and Tzitzis, although he thinks it's Talay and the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush. Because according to the Rambam, there's no concept of a Beged B'yuchad B'yom. Just the question, is it daytime now or is it nighttime? That's the Rambam sheet. The Rush sheet is, no, it's a Din of Miyuchad. So if there's a Din of Miyuchad B'yom or Miyuchad B'layla, so maybe there's a Din of Miyuchad L'isha. And therefore, even if the man would use it, it would be potter because it's miyuchad l'isha. Wow, that totally look to Rambam v'Rosh. Rambam, if you're like, so some miyuchad is the laila, v'ilhachi im lo shav b'yom chayev b'tzitzis b'yom. Al koponim al medala b'yuchad achsus tali milsa. Rambam doesn't have this concept of miyuchad. El olam isman achiv chayevus im lo shav bar chiyuv achanam b'ksus am miyuchad l'isha. Okay, that's something else. So according to the Rambam, it's all taller your day and night. So therefore, it should all be taller your man versus woman. So if a man is using it, so then he should be chayiv. If the woman is using it, she's potter. Because it's all a question, are you chayiv or potter? But the rush is chadesh, a new category of a din yichud of the ksus itself. So if there's a din yichud of ksus itself, of yom versus laila, so then there should be a din yichud of what? Of miyuchad l'ish, or miyuchad l'isha. A new category.
That's a chiddush, I mean. That's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush. Now, Ferrari is saying like Ferrari Binstock. You're from Toronto also? No. Ferrari, he's saying it's a chiddush. Of Allah Harosh.
I'm sorry, I came late. Who's saying this?
I'm looking at the Chemed Moshe.
Oh, the Chemed Moshe, that's a big name.
Yeah, that's not just
Mr. Burr quotes him all the time.
All the time, on page 11, page 10. His name is Moshe Ben Tzvi Hirsch Halevi, Gedalia Moshe Ben Tzvi Hirsch Halevi.
He didn't have a last name.
Yanova.
Oh,
but it says Hasamuch Lekal Kodesh Brisk the Litta.
Oh, yeah, there was a Yanova suburb of Vilna or something.
Yeah, Yanova suburb. It was not the Yanova of Italy.
Yeah, not Italy, Yanova.
Yeah, Yanova of Brisk.
Yeah, there's Yanova of Brisk, Vilna or something.
My grandfather was from Ratna, which was near Brisk. That was my father's mishpacha. My father's father was from there. So I guess Yanova couldn't be too far away. So Chemed Moshe is an old lachem. The Prima Gadim is going to quote this. Well, you'll see from Ferrari. The Prima Gadim is going to quote this Chemed Moshe. So he says that maybe there's a concept of Yichud Le'ish or Yichud Le'isha. According to Rosh. Just like this Yichud Le'yom, Yichud Le'layla. He says, Vize Hoel Suza Yuchel Anashim Tura Avim Yom Meshena Ha'ish. Wow. Let's look at the Prima Gadim to see what he says. So he's saying in Achnami, he thinks that if a woman has a beged that's miyuchad for the isha, and then when the man uses it, it's pater from tzitzis, even by yom, because the woman's p'tur is even by yom. See, for a woman, the tzitzis is always pater. So just see, by yom and laila, it's only a p'tur balaila, but since it's miyuchad balaila, that pater is even by yom. Or it's miyuchad by yom, it's chayiv even balaila, according to the Rosh. The Rambam doesn't have such a category of miyuchad. The Rambam says, are you wearing it in the daytime or wearing it in the nighttime? So same thing, according to Rambam. Is the man wearing it or is the woman wearing it? If the woman's wearing it, she's putter. The man wears it chayav. Because the Rambam is just based on, is it a time of chayav or is it a time of tour? Is it a beged of chayav or a beged of tour? But the Rosh has this concept of miyuchad, that something is miyuchad, it gets the shame of that particular thing. And then it's putter even in the zman, that it would be chayef.
Maybe we could make
this. Is this talay on ownership or on loyal bash gever simlas isha?
No, so I said this before that I don't think it has anything to do with loyal bash gever simlas isha because this is like I gave an example of a blanket. A man's blanket and a woman's blanket is the same. There's no difference. It's not this is her blanket. Say the man has a blue blanket and she has a yellow blanket. And this is how you have a blanket. And say a blanket's chayiv. Let's assume a blanket, for example, is chayiv. It's Dalf Kamfas, the whole discussion we had last week. So for example, the woman, for some reason,
a pink blanket and a blue blanket.
Yeah. So if your man would use her blanket for whatever reason, he would be potter, the feminine motion, according to the Rosh.
No, Rabbi, we could expand it to miyuchad lagoyim or miyuchad layidin. In other words, in Mitzrayim, you recognize the yid. He never wore a goyish levush. Right?
Right.
So a beged miyuchad, let's say, to a komer. Okay? That's a goyish one. And the goy is pater.
Yeah. So look at the Prima God. Right. You're saying that you can say by miyuchad l'goy. The same The goy,
even though you bought it and you own it?
No, once you own it, it's just, and now he's not going to use it anymore. The yichud is not.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if it's not yours, so you're anyway potter because it's not yours.
Right. So that's why I'm saying. So the example we gave is that it's the families. The family has, right. So this is the woman's. This is her thing. So that's what he writes. Same book on page 4 in the Prima Garden, Rachel Avram, where the second arrow is. B'sevichem and Moshe b'supa k'sus ha'miyuchad le'isha b'masatev bo'ish yiroshim b'lotzitz s'vevi divrei ha'toysis the menachem shem sifrei amrav Yehuda ben Bava b'yichud bodl chachamim k'sus ishim mitzitzis b'lochivu ela b'nei shabayla b'shkashivu. Yeah, we have the sifrei here. Yeah, take a look. Yeah, look on page 6. So here, the sifrei says the following. It's Piska Kuf Tezvav. Hayom Hashem u'Moshe v'asulam tzitzis af noshim b'mashma. Rav Hashem poter se noshim ha-tzitzis neshim mitzis esay shazman grom noshim p'turus. Shazal klal Amram Shimon kol mitzis esay shazman grom noshim p'turus. Noeg b'anoshim v'lo b'noshim b'kshem v'lo p'sul Rav Yud ben Bava omer b'yichud patron Nobdu Chacham is a dardor shal ishim ha-tzitzis. Vitalis elimination pe'omim shabayla miskasaba.
Because he's saying
the
Jews
are cut from that as well. You don't accept it anymore. Yeah. Well, he's quoting here. Prima Gadim quotes the Chabad Moshe. So what's his lashon? Be yichud batal chacham k'sus ishim mitzitzis. What does that mean? Be yichud batal chacham k'sus isha mitzitzis. How do you learn the river? Be yichud.
Designation.
Like the rush.
Yeah.
But is that a din derabbanan? There's a concept of yichud, or that it's a beged isha. Maybe that's only a din derabbanan.
Well, why would they putter you from?
Because the beged is a beged, so if she's wearing it, she's putter. But he's saying that the fact that it's the beged itself is putter, maybe that's only a din derabbanan. So it says, "B'yichud batal chacham k'sus ish mitzis lo tivu el nei shabayla miskasim."
That's
See, if you look in the Sifrei Devei Rav, page 7 of the bottom, He's learning that it's talking about like a real Begadisha. The Oruba, Oruba. So therefore, Patru Chachamim. I don't know, maybe it's talking about that, but the Chaim Moshe's discussion seemingly is this Kiddush that it could be Meyachet, something as a Beged Isha, and then even if, according to the Rush, it would be Pater even for the man, just like a Beged Lail is Pater even by Yom. That's a very big Kiddush. I mean, if you look at him in Sefer Tochas, on Sefer Tzitzis on page 21, he quotes his Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim is in the Eshel Avram, Sifkot and Gimel. Heavy B'Shem Echeven Moshe, Lachgor. In Kisus Rashim Kayevs Matzitzis, across the little as Dom Zem Machlos Ram and Rush, the Gedda Lila Lav Matzitzis, the Fidas Aram of the Tolim's Man Machoyal, the Beyom Chai Matzitzis, Afshalovish Sus Malila, Lila Padamitzis, Afshalovish Sus Beyom, Beinu Tolay Ben Mahas Haksus. Okay, in Kisus Rashim Kayevs Matzitzis, Lav Fidas Arash, the Kisus Amichadis Lila, Ktura Bafayom, Sus Machadis Ayom, Kayevs Afalila, I'm a boss of Yifer Haksus Talia Milsa, and fees at Holly the Min Haksus, who had dealing in Sus Noship, Holm Sus and Bukhadish Lenosip to Afi Bubashan Isha. I'm a divan ranch because the little Hangle Vishes Lila Hangsus Lila Lacharm of Ward, Sus Nosha made of Tura, Pochi Ish Lovish Habegia Kayev Zitsis, Iran Hella, the Lovish Mulaila, Potomatitsis. Gavtsus Laila Potter Mitzitzis. The Ran sheet is, in other words, the Ran holds from both Ptur. But until now, we were speaking about the sheet as Haram and the sheet as Harash. Haram says it just depends on when are you wearing the Tzitzis, the day or night. And the Rosh says, no, it's the Miuchah. But he says the Ran holds from both Ptur.
How that works.
In other words, a Beged Laila is going to be Potter even by Yom. But if you're wearing something by Laila, no matter what you're wearing, it's also going to be Potter. Whereas he holds both Keturim. He holds both Shittas. You should look up that Ran.
In the Sifrei Dei Rav Abada,
look at the Ran. This Ran is not a famous Ran because it didn't make it's not made it in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. The packet is on page 2. He says, "Klal." The first word is "klal." Yishlom with the afal kav, tiksus laila b'yom nami poter, afil tiksus yom by laila poter. To lolom lo mechayv adi ikatarti, tiksus habiyuchad. The Ria or Bizman Ria. There's, he says, not like the Rambam and not like the Rosh. The Rambam says it's totally when you wear it, day or night. The Rosh is totally what kind is it ksus habiyuchad liyom, or that it'll be chayiv even b'alayla, or ksus habiyuchad alayla is potter even b'yom. But he says to be chayiv, you need both things. It has to be daytime, and it has to be ksus habiyuchad b'yom. But if it's nighttime, it's going to be potter even ksus habiyuchad b'yom, and if it's daytime, you're going to, in other words, it's not enough that it's daytime. It has to be ksus habiyuchad b'yom and the yom. Well, so that's a third shita. We never saw that shita before. Page 21. Now back in the Sefer Tzitzis, Medivei Haran, Shekasa Liftar Heim Levishus Laila Heim. You need both. Rav said to be chayv, you need a ksus that's a day ksus, and it has to be by yom. So he's saying the same thing. So for if you use this, it would mean that you need to be chayv tzitzis. You mean a ksus that's miyuchad for a man, and it has to be bayom. Because when you need both pturim, So you need both. And what if it's a ksus that's miyuchad liyom ulalayim? What would you say in that case? Say according to the Rosh. So let's see. Tosis, page 22. Tosis, bottom left. Tosis, have you shown me? Do you remember him? I'm sure you have him. Only since Mr. Sessions, I'm not wrong. Shiksus laila potter min hatzitzis. I'm Rav Ilat. Time is Rabban Shim hayam yuchel liyom v'layla shachay b'tzitzis. So what's the pshat? So as Rav Ilat, the time is Rabban Shim hayam yuchel liyom v'layla shachay b'tzitzis. Man grabo hu, v'ezis man yochel aso z'chayim v'poyol as a mitzvah. Loim as man gorin. So come on, drishlo m'vak susus ha-mikadis liyom v'layla shachay b'tzitzis. Loim as shmiach, shayev shalom kayim it's a mitzvah el b'susus yom ashiv is man grabo. He's quoting the Tosfos in Brachos. Okay. It's interesting. Now, one last thing. The tshuva in the Mishkan of Yaakov, he discusses who should be passed in life. Yeah, Mishnah Yakov is on page 13. She'ela, halonish k'sus laila b'yom l'hefer ma'adino l'gabit tzitzis. So it's a long tshuva. Because first of all, Chovas Gavra, Chovas Mana. What's the Rishitas? He says, he says at the end of page 15, because of her aim, she rashi just yom balayla chayev. But also rashi, putting off on the door. Yeah, words it does rogue door surface karamba. Came before our own base Yosef, shame tandin, should be told me, Maram Rudberg, a marifa arrived. Ruba de Minker, we got my swag, I remember Shahari, that's a base yes, cuts me in rain, can remain a top. So, which is the Ikashita he's holding? Susyam Balai Lachayev. So that sounds like the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we have to see more about this. But the key point is that the question that we raised today is that something that's miyuchad. Is it a din of miyuchad only said by Yom Laila, or you can have a concept of miyuchad leish, or miyuchad leisha. But he's assuming you can have a concept of miyuchad leisha, miyuchad leisha. If that be the case, so then if it's miyuchad leisha, then if a man uses it, he would be part of tzitzis. Same someone mentioned about a goy, right? When you mentioned about it, I think we've more or less finished this packet for now. Okay, so let me wish you everyone a Gemar Chasima Toiva. And it should be a good Yor. And this man, good health for everybody. So we should be able to learn and do Avodas Hashem. And Bez Hashem on Boitzai Yom Kippur on Thursday, we'll have Shia from 10 to 11 on Parshas Hazinu and Zoza Bracha Bez Hashem. Okay, Gemach Hasima Toiva.
Gemach Hasima Toiva.
Gemach Toiva, Gemach Hasima
Toiva.
Gemach Hasima Toiva.
Gemach Hasima Toiva. Gemach Hasima Toiva.